Yeah, just as you said, it's been a few big games the last couple of weeks, and also this year we had big games, big away games that we've won, so I think the team's done really well. Last one for the year for us against Wales. Yeah, to answer your question, I don't think there will be any lack of motivation from the guys that will play this weekend. Yeah, I think we'll handle it as, with the same intensity as any other test week. So yeah, I'm looking forward to maybe some new combinations, maybe some new guys getting opportunities, but I think everybody's going to be 100% in.
So Walsh looked very well against the All Blacks. Where do you think their threats lie?
Yeah, they have some great rugby players. They, as we saw, they score some beautiful tries. I think they have good skill set at the back, good attacking shape, and then obviously always a threat under the high ball. So, yeah.
And then just looking at the back, I mean, coming off that Ireland game was massive. The scrubs were immense. And now, if you play, let's say it that way, you might play with some youngsters because a lot of the guys aren't available. Is it easy to go into these big games, you know, with different props on your side or even youngsters? Is it always a different challenge?
I think what helped us is the last couple of weeks training together. We were mixing in and out, changing staff. So we got to know the guys, even the younger guys that I haven't played with a lot, and got some opportunities. So this weekend, I think, with some new combinations, I'm sure we'll be ready for the battle.
And then last one from me, just you're on your own journey. You've had a lot of playing time now. Are you settling in now? Are you feeling...
Yeah, it's been great. For the earlier part of the year, I was out of the Springbok mix, and then coming back in now, getting opportunities to four games now that I played. So yeah, it was great putting on the green jersey again and got the opportunity to get on the field.
Obviously a 7-game winning run at the moment for South Africa, playing some fantastic rugby. What is the mood like in the camp when you're on a run in form as you are at the moment?
Yeah, it's positive. I think the guys, and they deserve it, been working very hard, got the wins the last couple of games. One more to go for the year against Wales. Big one for us. To make it, what do you say, 7, to make it 8.
Yeah, obviously the Bulls have made a good start to the season as well in the URC. Are you hoping you can carry that good club form into the game against Wales on Saturday?
Just repeat that score.
You made a good start to the season with the club rugby. Are you hoping you can carry that club form into the game on Saturday against Wales?
Yes, definitely. So the last couple of years, few seasons, we learned some of the Wales guys playing them in the URC. So some familiar faces, sure, that we will face on Saturday when we get the opportunity. So I will make the best of it.
Yeah, obviously, I'm assuming you've played in Cardiff before.
Yes.
But after experiencing that, what sort of atmosphere are you expecting on Saturday? And you hoping for a good atmosphere in Cardiff Stadium?
Yeah, I was part of the team last year, also the last game of the year for us. And it was a great atmosphere. Last year was my first time playing in the stadium with the closed roof. We had a lot of South African support, so hoping to see them again this year.
Yeah, obviously, I'm assuming you know Wales are severely depleted this weekend with 13 players unavailable having to go back to their clubs. What sort of effect do you think that could have on Saturday's game, especially as Wales are the weaker of the both sides going into it on paper?
Yeah, on paper, I think we might be the favourites, but knowing the Welsh after playing them in the URC, they're a proud nation, they won't go away. It's going to be a full-on battle for 18 minutes, and yeah, still the guys that will replace them will be some quality players, so it's going to be a big one for us this weekend.